Friday, September 23rd. Fall started about 4 hours ago.
Already?
Yep. Our poll today, what's your favorite season, winter, spring, summer, fall? Remember from Howdy Doody, Princess, summer, fall, winter, spring? How many people remember?
I really don't remember that.
I know, of course you don't. That's really dating myself, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. But anyway, it's kind of cool.
I do love fall, though.
Fall? Fall's a neat kind. The only thing that bothers me about fall is that it leads to winter and...
Here. See, in LA,
right. That's right.
I just get pretty Christmas lights and trees and stuff.
Now I'll come to your house for Christmas this year.
You should.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program. Actually, we have the results of yesterday's poll in addition to today's poll. What did you think about this week's changes to Facebook? Wow, they're getting clobbered with opinion. C, 32% of you said the site is very confusing now and I can't find anything. 22% of you said, I don't like it, I'm done with Facebook. 19% of you said, no big deal, I don't see what all the fuss is about. 15% said, I don't care because I don't use Facebook. And 12% of you said, they're great, it makes it an even better site. So 32% say, it's confusing. 22% say, I'm done. 19% no, it doesn't quite cancel each other out, though, does it?
No. And are those 22% really going to drop out of Facebook?
No.
Really? Because
no.
All your friends are here. It's peer pressure, people.
Right. All right. So what are the folks who are following us on Facebook saying about these changes? Anything new?
Oh,
any updates on that?
They do not like the changes at all. But I found a silver lining yesterday.
Yeah.
I followed and found that when you wish somebody a happy birthday on Facebook, it's actually so much better than it used to be, because you now click on their name, and right from where you click on their name on the birthday area, you can just write happy birthday.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. That makes it so much easier than having to go to pages, so I do like that part.
Okay, all right. So that's cool. So it's not a total loss. In a moment, how do you keep your life from becoming a total loss? Michael McMaster is here with some good coaching for us. He'll do that after we have a little laughter. That comes up after this on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, so you all enjoy your own child's perspective on things, right? Roberta's got two daughters. I was chuckling.
I look forward to their perspective.
All right, so you
learn something.
Understand. This was something that was put forth by some teachers asking for the perspective of these children on, for example, nudity. Right? Story about a mother driving with three young children a warm summer evening. Woman in the convertible ahead stood up and waved. She was naked. As I was shocked, woman said, I heard my five-year-old shout from the back seat, Mom, that lady isn't wearing a seatbelt.
That's cute.
On the first day of school, a first grader handed his teacher a note from his mother. The note read, the opinions expressed by this child are not necessarily those of his parents.
Isn't that true?
Right.
There's always that parent that embarrasses you.
Children's perspectives. Here's a woman trying hard to get the ketchup out of the bottle during her struggle. The phone rang, so she asked her 4-year-old to answer the phone. The 4-year-old says, quote, Mommy can't come to the phone to talk to you right now. She's hitting the bottle. Little boy got lost at the YMCA, found himself in the woman's locker room. When he was spotted, the room burst into shrieks, ladies grabbing towels and running for cover. The boy watched in amazement and said, what's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a little boy before?
All right. It's cute.
While taking a routine vandalism report at an elementary school, a police officer interrupted by a girl about six looking up and down at his uniform. She said, "Are you a policeman?" He said, "Yeah, I'm writing this report out. My mother said if I ever needed help, I should ask for the police. Is that right?" The policeman says, "Yeah, that's right." I told her, and then she said, she extended her foot to me. She said, "Will you please tie my shoe?"
All right. That's adorable.
Yeah. While working for an organization that delivers lunches to elderly shut-ins, this person used to take four-year-old daughter on afternoon rounds. She was unfailingly intrigued by the various appliances of old age, particularly canes, walkers, and wheelchairs. One day, she was staring at a pair of false teeth soaking in a glass. The inevitable barrage of questions. Well, the first thing she did was turn around and say, "The tooth fairy will never believe this." That's kind of cute. All right. We have Mr. McMaster's here to help you out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Friday marks Global Beer Responsible Day, a day dedicated to promoting responsible drinking around the world. To commemorate the occasion, more than 1,500 Anheuser-Busch employees around the U.S. will leave their offices for the day to visit bars, restaurants, and grocery stores to promote the use of designated drivers and the responsible drinking message. Kathy Casso, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility for Anheuser-Busch.
For three decades, Budweiser has been leading the way in promoting designated drivers. Our programming to encourage responsible drinking takes place all year long, but on September 23rd, our employees are making an extra push to spread the message with the support of wholesalers, retailers, and many other partners.
Research shows that 64% or 141 million American adults over the age of 21 have either been a designated driver or have been driven home by one. To pledge to be a designated driver, visit Budweiser's Facebook page.
Facebook page. The drama in that voice.
It's very dramatic.
Facebook. That's, by the way, looking at the charts for this week, the talkers' top 10 issues on sort of news talk radio stations, Facebook and their changes came in at number 10. At number one this week on the countdown, the economic outlook, which has people really worried. Yeah.
I started crying a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael McMaster is an expert when it comes to trying to calm people down. He visits with us a couple of times a week with his perspective and his help. Michael, welcome back. The news about the economic outlook. What sort of calls are you getting from your clients for help? What kind of thing is most prominent in people's check of their own reality?
They're mostly panicked.
there it is. Nothing to be laughed. We're laughing like because it's kind of a nervous laugh when you have a laugh. That's kind of a nervous response.
I mean, most people's lives financially are in other people's hands. I mean, people feel like they don't have any control. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest thing because you can't predict the future financially for yourself if your life is in somebody else's hands. So I try to, you know, inspire them to do something where they have some kind of control over their life financially.
What would be an example of that?
Well, you know, I'm a believer in sort of the law of attraction, things like this. So I tell people to, you know, try to visualize themselves being in a better place financially where they can attract money into their life.
Roberta, do you do that? Let me ask Roberta how, because we have these conversations. Do you do that? I ask Roberta more than Jennifer, and I don't know why, but I'm just kind of thinking, Roberta, this is appropriate for you.
You mean visualize yourself in a better place financially?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
always.
Do that. You do.
All of the time, yeah. Mm-hmm. But besides visualizing, though, you have to also think about how you're going to fulfill that vision to be in a better place financially.
No, I totally agree with you, Roberta. What I tell people, if you want to start some business for yourself, do that. Then visualize the outcome, you know, in the way that you want it to be. Like, put positive energy towards it. Because I have a lot of clients who are thinking that way now of starting small businesses, whatever they may be, so that they can create some control over their life financially and have some independence.
It sounds so easy. Why is it so hard? Abundance is, there is no limit. I say this sort of facetiously. The federal government proves there's no limit to abundance because they keep printing money. On the real side of abundance, why is this, as simple as it sounds, so difficult for people to achieve?
Because people think the same way over and over again. it's very difficult to break out of the pattern of thinking that you have and to take a risk. We're not actually taught to take risks. We're actually taught to follow procedure or laws or whatever they want us to do. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard for people to sort of break out of that mold and actually take a risk. But if you keep telling yourself, you know, I can do this, I know I can succeed at this, you change your belief system and you start to act that way. So whatever you tell yourself on a consistent basis all the time, that's what you become. I mean, if you keep telling yourself you're a failure and you cannot do anything, you will live that life.
Why do people even think that way? If it's just as easy to think the cup is half full as it is to think the cup is, it's actually more difficult to think the cup is half empty. It takes its toll stress-wise mm-hmm. on you. Why in the heck don't people gravitate toward that which is easier and better?
Well, because we have, it's habit. It's purely habit. And what we actually do is that, I mean, there have been studies to show that that 90% or maybe a little bit more of our thoughts are the same all the time. So if you were to examine your thoughts for a day, you'd find that you'd be thinking the same things over and over again. So it's habit. You have to break the habit of thinking the way that you think so that you can move forward. I mean, people who are entrepreneurs and want success, I mean, they have that drive and they have those thoughts to go towards that. You know, like Steve Jobs of Apple, you know, that's how he thought. So people, you've got to think like that. You've got to break out of the habits that you have to change your life.
How do you overcome it when people, Michael, when people try to knock you down constantly, there's a lot of negativity. And when you do find success, a lot of people try to knock you down. So how do you not let that get into your way of thinking?
You keep those strong beliefs within inside of you. It's self-talk. Yeah, continually tell yourself, you know, I'm worthy of this, I'm strong, I deserve this, I can do this.
You know what else? So, I'm going to tell you, there's one other thing, Michael, and it's having support. I will tell
absolutely.
You that in my experience in life, there have been many opportunities for me to practice what you're preaching, and I have been preaching it, and it doesn't always work. If you're around somebody or some people, a group of people who are supportive, somebody like you, and have the ability to have conversations about things like this, you will be amazed at how it influences your life in real terms. I speak from experience.
That is absolutely true. And I'll tell you something, that's one of the biggest problems that people have.
Yeah.
Because other people don't like other people succeeding, or believe it or not,
isn't
because
it sad?
It shines a light on their life.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy stuff, but it's true. All right.
Yeah.
So if we were to, one of the things that is great about Michael is that he's put a lot of his thoughts down in these CDs, and probably Simple Wealth would be a good one, or maybe Simple Miracles, Simple Habits. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that would apply. You got to look at the catalog of CDs that are there. Mm-hmm. Michael-McMaster.com, M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R, Michael-McMaster.com, or if you have a hard time remembering that, just go to DougStefan.com, look at Michael's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and check out one of these CDs for yourself. You'll find it very helpful. It's 20 past the hour on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
21 after the hour. I insure everybody who works on this program. Roberta,
you do?
You're insured, yeah.
I missed that day,
I think.
You
do?
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Several good meals in the last year or so at Mike Ditka's. I'm assuming you still own the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Assume that?
Sure do. Right. Thank you very much for saying that, because our food is good. I eat there basically every night.
You eat there every night? What's the matter with eating at home?
My stove, actually, it does work, but my wife doesn't know how to make it work.
Mike Ditka doesn't have a sense of humor.
I have a sense of humor. I do. I do. I laugh a lot of things. Probably I'll laugh at you guys when you go off the air.
Most people do, Coach.
All day long I bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
Putting zero must so great.
If I were a bitty bitty rich,
I had originally thought we would play this interview to tell the story of Fiddler on the Roof, because this is the anniversary of the curtain rising on Zero Mostel and the 3,242 performances he was in Fiddler on the Roof. 1964 is when it started. Now, you mentioned Zero Mostel. Here's the 2020 performance quiz question. You ready, Roberta? You can't answer it. The audience will answer.
Yep.
What was the name of the character that Zero Mostel played in Fiddler on the Roof? 800-510-8255. There are so many people who so love this show, and so I'm figuring we'll capitalize on that. Zero Mostel became a very wealthy man, as a matter of fact, if I were a rich man, because of his performance as whom? As whom? As who? Who? Who did he play? What was the name of his character? 800-510-8255. So we celebrate Fiddler on the Roof. I know you know, but that's not going to work because we have
and
to...
And I don't, because I'm the shallow...
No, it's because you have... It's a different kind of experience. That's
it
all.
Is.
But this is one of those things that's taught in acting classes, and when they have, there are many, like Emerson, you're coming up to see, is it next week? You're bringing Victoria
week,
up to see Emerson.
Next Thursday.
Some of the other schools up here, and they have majors in acting and drama and broadcasting, television, radio, all of that stuff. And they teach, as part of the course, there will be courses just devoted to Broadway and Broadway plays, and this is at the top of the scale. Fiddler on the Roof is one of those really renowned, beloved Broadway shows. You can probably name them on one or two hands, Roberta, over all the years that Broadway has existed and the great performances, some of the great shows that have been there.
Mm-hmm.
This is really on the top of the list.
Oh, absolutely.
10 years this thing played. So what's the name of the character brilliantly played by Zero Mostel? He wasn't known for anything else in his whole career. Didn't have to be. That was it. All right.
Well, also the producers.
Tradition. What?
The producers.
Okay.
Ever
producer
see the movie The Producer with Zero Mostel? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. But does, this is a better. He played a. This fellow who he played. It would be interesting for to find out a little bit more about what you remember about the character beside his name. What did he do? Yada, yada, yada. All right?
Or.
Which is.
I was trying to find something else other than.
Did Scooby-Doo jump out of your throat?
No. I was trying to find something else beside. Hoo doo 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 doo. Hoo doo 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 doo. Ya na 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 na.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, you like that. All right. I'm glad you were amused. 800-510-8255. Lucy, what was the name of the character?
Tevye.
Tevye. And what can you tell us about Tevye?
He had a bunch of daughters, maybe three of them, wanting them all to be married.
He had
and
five.
And having very little hope.
Had five daughters. But
five daughters.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Close. Right?
What did he do for a living?
I think he raised ducks or chickens. And something if I could
he
remember.
Had something to do with my farm, or he would have.
Yes,
he
was a milkman.
He was a milkman.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Roberto's going to give you a hint. Moo. Yeah. All right, so that's cool. Tevye, is that how you pronounce it? The milkman? All right, that's the focus on If I Were a Rich Man and Zero Mostel, 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook announced even more plans to transform your profile page. In weeks, Facebook will roll out a new feature called the Timeline, which shares your images, videos, and activities in an interactive collage. New Facebook apps will also let you share music and movies with friends. Yep, new stuff for you to hate. In other news, Hewlett-Packard hired Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay, to take over as the company's chief executive officer. Whitman guided eBay through its startup stage and was hired for her communication skills. HP's former CEO will spin off its PC business. That's really good news. And finally, the FCC has filed and published official net neutrality rules that will go into effect on November 20th. The new rules will undoubtedly be attacked by a bevy of lawsuits. And of course, regulations still don't stop mobile providers from throttling connections. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm honestly crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Day program. We are fixing your opportunities because there are good opportunities and there are opportunities that aren't so good. How about we focus on the good ones, Roberta?
Yep.
Always a good side to every situation. If you stay optimistic, just follow. If you were not around last 15 minutes or so, we had Michael McMaster on here talking about the economic outlook and how you can sort of work your way around all of that stuff. You can. If you're a pessimist, you will have calamities. If you have calamities...
Your name is Jane.
Yes. Oh, Jane, thy name is Calamity. But you can develop success even if you do fail on things. You oftentimes, what happened after the earthquake in Northridge? A lot of things were rebuilt better. So, I mean, it was a failure of the structural system in many circumstances. The roadways that crumbled and stuff, but they were rebuilt.
Now we're built Ford tough around here. We're good to go.
I mean, you would have thought they'd have learned that lesson down in the levees in Louisiana, but they haven't. They just built back the same ones that failed the last time. But we're talking not about those big things. We're talking about you and your own circumstance. You can. We had these fellas on, Dean and Derek, who are stone masons.
And we liked them.
We liked them a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about them and how to use as an analogy and an allegory the stepping stones to success that you have by understanding what the opportunities are around you. And you will, if the clouds go away, and I said this and I meant this before, if you have somebody around you who's supportive, who gets it, who talks to you or talks you through some of these things, it will be oh so much better and oh so much easier. I think whenever you have found that to be the case, maybe an interesting way of thinking about it, I have a very, very wonderful situation here on the farm. I'm way off the road, no lights, so in the summertime when the sky is clear, I can look up and see the sky. And what you get out of looking at the sky is the light. The sky is dark, but there are all of these lights in the, some are a little brighter, but think about it that way. In the darkness, there is light. Those bright little lights there. Think about it that way, and I think you will find that you'll lift yourself out of, hopefully, the hole. It'll start you thinking about getting out of the hole that you are in. All right, is that a tip that has some value, hopefully?
Yes.
Roberta is here. Jennifer is here. Dr. Ken will be here in about 10 minutes with his daily dose. A lot of things going on at the talkers part of my website. It's called the Talk Radio Counter Show. I do two programs. One of them is the four-hour Good Day program, and before that I do a two-hour show that's heard on a lot of radio stations that don't carry my Good Day program, but they use it as a warm-up to their own local morning program. The stuff that is done on more serious, I mean, we talk about the issues, but have fun with most of them. There is a new book out by Pat Buchanan, and it is extraordinarily negative and pessimistic. Oh, my God, is it awful. But it speaks to what is the number one issue this week, according to the Talkers research at News Talk radio stations, and that's the economic outlook. That's why I talked to Michael McMaster about that. And as I look through all of these things, I was thinking about how destructive all of this stuff is. And maybe the only reason I bring it forth is because maybe you look for something that's a little more rah-rah up instead of rah-rah down. The way that a lot of the business talk radio stations are presenting, whether it's television or radio, is how bleak the economic outlook. Well, it's not any different than it has been for the last 3 years, in fact. Now, that's not good, but it isn't getting worse. It's just not getting better. Maybe you laugh about when I say that. You know, your hole is, my hole isn't gotten any better, but I think it's going to. So there is this, there's this feeling that people want to look over the shoulder, which is probably smart, because if you look behind you, you can see what's coming up behind you. Sometimes you can learn. If you look behind you, you can see where you've been. You can't change it, but you sure as heck can learn by not doing the same things over again. What is that old expression? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting
That's
to have
right.
a different... No, sorry. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Okay, so number two on the countdown this week is all the discussion about the debt reduction plan. If there's anything that's been dead on arrival in the last couple of years, it's this thing. And it's too bad, because probably some good stuff in it, but it's we've become so polarized. Wow. And if there wasn't an example of that until last night, that GOP debate, which I have an interesting admission. Mitt Romney's beginning to look good to me.
I have an admission, too. He's beginning to look good to me. I've never been
I'm
a just, Mitt guy.
No, no. Never, I've never. I've not been a Mitt guy. Yeah, it's.
But I mean, he's very presidential. He's got a good style.
I like Ron Paul the best.
I like Herman Cain the best.
I like Herman Cain second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that there are people who are talking to Michelle Bachmann in the background about trying to...
Positioning for VP.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's so a smart too. Move, but that's, you know... They'll play that. I think.
Hey, it worked for John McCain.
Well, actually, it did, because he won more states. He won more territory. He
right.
didn't. But the Electoral College is something else that needs to be fixed. So anyway, on the bright side or the fun side of this, Seth Meyers yesterday was on The View, and he talked about some of the candidates for them to do impressions of on Saturday Night Live.
Who this year? I mean, Tina Fey took on Sarah Palin.
Right.
Who are you going to take on?
Well, I think we get to take on all of them. It's really nice because, you know, in 2007, there was a writer's strike, and we kind of missed this really fun time where there's like eight people. And, I mean, this now feels like tonight will be like an episode of X Factor.
It'll
be like
best,
eight people.
Who's the best one to...
Well, I think Michelle Bachmann is probably the most fun, but I don't think
Rick
she'll be around
Perry
forever.
Too.
Rick Perry's going to be around.
Yeah.
Like, Rick Perry's going to be, like, a long... I think we'll have a lot of time.
More.
I think we're going to have a lot of time with Rick Perry. I think we'll have a lot of time with Mitt Romney.
All right, Seth Meyers from... And they
you're
going to
have a lot
job.
Of time with Rick Perry. He's got a lot of people out there gunning for him.
Yeah, he's not going to be around long. Okay, anyway, next on the countdown, the activity around the world in the financial markets. So there's one that's dedicated to what we're doing here. What I get out of that is as many people who want to tear America down, not that this is all positive, America is still number one. Whatever we do here affects the whole world. You know that, right? And as much as people say, oh, America's going down, that's the Pat Buchanan book. Pat Buchanan's book says we're dead by 2025. America's dead. That's something you really want to read.
That makes us feel good.
Yeah, right. You really want to go read that. And I have I find myself agreeing with Pat Buchanan more and more as I become more mature.
I have a bumper sticker from when he ran for president 100 years ago.
Really, yeah.
But, yeah, he can be a little negative Nelly every once in a while.
Right, exactly. Okay, the Palestinian thing, Are these people crazy or what? What in the name of heaven?
Are you asking us, really?
Are these people crazy? They think they're going to get statehood?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, really.
What, Roberta?
Yeah, I say really.
Yeah, I mean, what do they think? As much as Obama's kind of booted this around, at least he did something. I mean, he lost the thing about, I thought it was pretty interesting, about Turner winning in New York. Where is that district exactly, Roberta?
Which district is it again?
The one that Turner won, beat Weiner. He replaced Weiner.
I think it was
what I said.
Manhattan,
Weiner.
I think.
Weiner, Weiner.
Weiner.
Okay,
Weiner.
So
well,
you know what I found?
He could be a Weiner. He could be a whining Weiner.
Yeah. Here's what I find interesting about that this week. Jerry Springer.
Oh, gosh.
Reflected on Turner, because Turner is Ted Turner's brother. You knew that, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Bob Turner used to run CNN and also the Turner
broadcasting
facilities. And as such, was responsible for Jerry Springer getting to be as, shall we say, I don't know if popular is the right word, but as much exposure.
Sure. Right.
But he said, Jerry Springer said this week, he personally and professionally respects Turner, but the fact that he won makes him feel sick. Because, you know, Springer's a big lib.
Right.
And Turner apparently plays it pretty close to the vest.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that was pretty interesting that he felt compelled. Springer tried his hand at doing a talk radio program for a couple of years. It didn't really work because, as many people find out, just because you're good at television doesn't mean you're good on the radio.
It's a whole different beast.
It really
and just because you're good at radio doesn't mean you're Ryan Seacrest either,
right,
by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. Seacrest has been very good, like Dick Clark was and a few others, mm-hmm. at bridging the gap of mm-hmm. being able to do both, but it's not an easy thing to do. Okay. Michael, you have some audio. Number six this week on the countdown is the discussion of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The reason I find this compelling is because there's some audio that's floating around of a son who is gay telling his father that he's gay, and it's been everywhere. It's mm-hmm. viral.
It was on The View, too, wasn't it?
I think it was on The View. But if you haven't heard it, I think we have just a phone conversation. This guy's, you have it, Michael? All right. So he's going to find the audio. I know we've got it there. Number seven this week is the violence in Mexico and the drug war. Why don't we just take them over? Just take them over.
I'm for it. And you know what? I'm going to go next month and do a little research for that reason.
Are you going down to Mexico next month? Yeah, okay.
But
I'm going to go with their army tanks.
We have their problems, Roberta. They create problems.
Their problems are here.
Their problems come up here. That's why you take
them
over.
Look at my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Are you not paying attention?
Roberta's neighborhood.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
Number eight is the execution of Troy Davis. If there was an outrage this week, that was it.
That's the one.
That really is the fact they put this guy to death with all the questions about it is outrageous. Just more over the...
I mean, even if he was guilty, with all the questions swirling around, I don't know.
Really.
And they let Casey Anthony go free.
Yeah.
Figure.
Right.
That was the big thing on Twitter. Everybody was saying it should have been her.
Because you don't understand the judicial system. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's all about winning. That's all it is. It's about the law. Number nine is the American hikers. What a ridiculous situation. Okay. Oh, man.
Somebody needs to get them a map.
Number 10. No.
Go to the Grand Canyon, people. What are you doing hiking in Iran?
Yeah. Facebook is number 10. All right. So back to the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We have just about enough time for you to hear the conversation. I don't know this fella's name, but with the repeal the first day when he could be out and talk about his relationship, he calls his father.
Will you love me, period?
Yes.
But you always love me, as long as I'm gay. And I'm gay.
Okay.
Like always have been, I've known since forever. And, I know I haven't seen him in like a year, and I don't know when the next time I'll be able to see him. I didn't want to do it over the phone. I wanted to tell you in person, but I didn't want you to find out any other way.
Okay.
And now I will tell you in song.
You still love me?
Hit it, boys.
Someone get my sequined vest.
You okay? Yes.
Okay. All right, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, it's just, it's gripping, compelling, the story and how well the father handled it.
And it's sweet. But, you know, don't you think that people probably already, if they're close to their kids, they might have an inkling?
You'd like to think. Yeah, you would know your children that well. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken talks about numbers next on Good Day.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He goes through every day, as if this guy wasn't busy enough, 12 hours in his practice a day at his clinic in outside of Orlando in Mount Dora. And then he goes through all of the trades to keep himself abreast, and you as well, more importantly. And the information is brought to you by the folks who make Super Beta Prostate, American men, their prostate checkup. You tell your clients, and your clients are, Sharon, well, people, at what age do you find people coming to you, they're beginning to have heart problems or be concerned about their circulatory? At what age do you normally see people for the first time, Ken?
Most men in their 40s, women in their 50s, but younger and younger, it seems, because of the obesity epidemic.
All right, so the prostate checkup is something you would tell those first-time visitors in their 40s to make sure they get, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the Super Beta Prostate is one of these things, after you get the checkup and he tells you whatever you need to know about it, and that's a good time for you to start taking Super Beta Prostate for all kinds of good reasons. What does this help you do?
Well, this is a natural way with beta-sitosterols to help keep the prostate from growing large. And this growth in the prostate impairs your sexual performance, makes you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So it just, in general, improves the quality of your life. It's a natural way. It's been shown safe and effective in the medical journal Lancet.
Be smart. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 800-841-6938 to pay a small shipping and handling charge. One free bottle for you right now at 800-841-6938. It's called Super Beta Prostate. It'll help you get a great night's sleep, among other things, and protect your prostate. 800-841-6938. You hinted in terms of numbers. There's a story out today about how the numbers, the number of people in the world who are hungry or the number of people who are heavy, is that just for our country or all around the world?
This is international. Obese people now outnumber the hungry globally, Doug. This is from the Red Cross this morning.
Wow. Isn't that something, huh? And here's for Roberta in New York, where all the bed bugs are.
From the CDC this morning, more than 100 Americans have become sick and dug from exposure to the insecticides used to eliminate bed bugs. Incidents are rare, but consumers need to be informed and careful. If you can't control bed bugs with non-chemical means, such as washing and vacuuming, that means it's probably going to be difficult to eradicate them, Doug. I would recommend that you enlist the services of a pest control operator. Don't do this yourself.
There you go, Roberta.
Another way is if the weather's really, really cold, if it's below freezing, just if you're leaving your apartment for a weekend, just open up all the windows.
And they freeze.
And they freeze. It's a wonderful way to get rid of bed bugs.
Perfect. Sounds like the
non-toxic.
I've experienced dialysis three times a week if you got a severe problem with diabetes, not enough.
New England Journal of Medicine, Doug, historically, most people in America get it either Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The problem is that gap when you go more than 2 days without dialysis, it seems to be a problem. We may be changing this in America to go every other day.
Sounds like if you get EECP treatment, it's the same kind of thing. You got to go and keep it going, otherwise you'll lose the impact of it.
You can't miss three working days.
Tautinol is a way for you to reduce appearances on your face of fine lines, get your skin moisturized. It has proven ingredients, Ken, that are really good. This is the stuff you love.
Hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000, natural products to keep the fine lines out, and you'll get your money back, proven also in nice studies.
Buy two, get one free. Tautinol is the product. Fix your face. Beautiful stuff. Recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-291-2584. The product, again, called Tautinol. Get a free gift telling you listening to Dr. Ken. Buy two, get one free. Tautinol, 800-291-2584.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Gonna leave these wasting ways, the streets of Philadelphia.
Happy birthday,
Bruce!
Everybody, Bruce!
Happy birthday, Bruce! 62
years old today, so it's
still
celebrated.
Still looking pretty good.
Looks good.
Okay,
not that.
Calm down.
You know whose birthday it also is?
Yeah, John.
Frodo and Bilbo's.
Who?
Frodo and Bilbo.
Who?
Frodo. And Bilbo Baggins.
Really?
Frodo and Bilbo Baggins. September 23rd is also their birthday.
Happy birthday to them. Let's hear it for Harry Potter and how it's changed the world.
No, it's not Harry Potter. It's Lord of the Rings.
It's all the same stuff.
Oh, boy.
Pictures all look the same. The story's the same. Yeah, exactly. Streets of Philadelphia was a movie, or actually the movie's called Philadelphia. This movie, music. Bruce Springsteen here because we're celebrating his 62nd birthday. Seems an appropriate way for us to get started with movie.
You won an Oscar for that, right?
Moments. Got an Oscar for Best Music of the Year, as I recall. So, we have that to think about, or at least have in the back of our mind. But more importantly, we'd better work on what is in the forefront, and that's our contest for today. If you'd like to win a swell prize, which is probably some of our e-food, we'll send you 12 different servings of this great stuff, which you can find out more about in the gold box at DougStephan.com. Free food for you. If you come up with the identity of this movie, here's the first clue.
He looks like a weirdie.
800-510-8255.
Somebody talking to you?
I probably would have said weirdo. This gentleman who is in movie is 91 years old today. All right, next clip.
Are you cracking wise? I ought to punch you in the nose, hopscotch.
Not that.
All right, everybody got it? Turkey, you got it?
No idea.
I know it, but I don't know it.
Yeah, you do. You know it. 800-510-8255. Here's how this works. We'll play one more clip. You know what the movie is. You call us. First person in who has never won before Movie Moments. We get all that free e-food. Here's your last clue.
He's got an excellent resume, a winning attitude, and I say let's give him a shot. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
All right. So you got two of the most well-known voices there. You can pick those two voices
up. In very supporting roles.
Right, exactly. And then you have one of the most dislikable current actors. I find this guy, I wouldn't go across the street to see movies that he's in. But that's just me. He's very popular. He's done very well. He's a box office draw. So, anyway, there have been two of these movies, have there not, Chucker?
Two, yes.
Yeah, okay. 800-510-8255. This was the first one. Name it and claim your prize. Chucker has the movie scheduled to come out this weekend in review for us right after this on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun, fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have in terms of good movies to see this weekend, new ones?
Well, four new movies open this weekend, Doug. The first is Moneyball, a baseball-themed film starring Brad Pitt. Reviews are really good. I'm going to go see it tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. It's Abduction, the new action thriller with Taylor Lautner. That's the wolf boy from the Twilight movies. Film currently has 100% negative reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I just think a lot of people don't want to see that guy succeed. Dolphin Tale, a new family film starring Morgan Freeman. Probably take my daughter this afternoon. Either that or we'll stay home and watch Halloween 2 on Blu-ray.
I'm not going to lie. I want to see the Dolphin movie. It looks sweet.
Yeah,
it's in 3D, actually. And Killer Elite, a new action thriller with Jason Statham, Clive Owen, and Robert De Niro.
That's probably what I'd go see if I had my...
Yeah. Reviews.
Getting good reviews?
Mixed reviews. And Columbia Pictures is going to re-release Ghostbusters on 500 screens the 13th, 20th, and 27th of October. I think they're going to do that to gauge reaction to see if they want to produce a Ghostbusters.
One. Right. John is in Solomons, Maryland. What's the name of that movie, John?
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. And who are the voices we heard, you know?
Mickey Rooney, Dick Van Dyke. I think those are the only two you play.
Well, we played a little of Ben Stiller in the last clip. He was the third one, yeah. Yeah, but it's okay. You win the prize of free food from eFood. Congratulations. Thank you for calling. Hold on a minute. Chuck Curry, have a great weekend. 59 after on Good Day.